Welcome back. We're diving into the world of wearable tech again, specifically activity tracking, something I know a lot of you are interested in. We've heard from you. Many of you are finding current options, you know, smartwatches, fitness trackers, they're not quite cutting it, maybe a little pricey for what they deliver. Well, we stumbled upon some research, and we think this might just pique your interest.
Oh, I am intrigued already. What did you find?
Get this. Using magnetic fields for activity tracking.
Magnetic fields? Now that's a fresh take.
Right. The paper is titled, get ready for this, Adapting Magnetic Resonant Coupling-Based Relative Positioning Technology for Wearable Activity Recognition.
Catchy. I like it.
In a nutshell, researchers wanted to see if they could accurately track body movement, all with a new type of wearable sensor system that uses, you guessed it, magnetic fields.
Ambitious. I'm all ears.
But before we get ahead of ourselves,
gotta
address the elephant in the room.
The limitations of what we're using now.
Exactly. Existing wearable sensors, while popular, have their downsides.
Where do we even begin?
Accelerometers, for example. They're great at measuring changes in speed, but ask them which way you're facing, and they're clueless. Plus, they tend to get gravity mixed up with acceleration on the vertical axis.
And let's not forget gyroscopes, good at capturing rotation, but ask them about translation or orientation, and you'll get a blank stare.
It's like each sensor only gives you a piece of the puzzle. Researchers are understandably searching for that missing piece, that complete picture.
Enter, stage left, magnetic fields. Not the most obvious choice, but these researchers are onto something.
That's what caught our eye. Magnetic resonant coupling, it seems to tick a lot of boxes for on-body tracking. For starters, it laughs in the face of interference. Eddy currents. Those environmental nuisances. Practically immune.
And here's the kicker. It's not phased by external magnetic fields. Magnets. No problem. A clear advantage over what we have now.
And get this. Unlike those power-hungry RF systems, it doesn't radiate energy. Stronger signals, less power consumption, battery life, anyone.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. The rapid signal attenuation, how quickly it weakens over distance, actually works in its favor. Perfect for body tracking, short-range accuracy, and fewer issues with those pesky signal reflections.
Talk about tailor-made. But how does this actually work in practice?
Picture this. A transmitter with three coils, these generate the oscillating magnetic fields. Now, on the other side, receivers, also with three coils each, measuring the voltage induced by these fields. And here's the clever bit. That induced voltage, it changes with distance and orientation.
So by analyzing those changes,
you can get a clear picture of how the body is moving. What's more impressive is they figured out a way to handle the whole complex signal-to-position relationship without needing spot-on distance or angle measurements. Smart design, nuanced understanding of those magnetic interactions.
So we've talked theory, but does it hold up in the real world?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The researchers put this tech through a rigorous three-step evaluation.
Lay it on me.
First up, signal analysis. The bread and butter. They confirmed that signal strength changes with distance, orientation, you know, the essentials for recognizing activity. They even showed how the signal changes with something as simple as moving your arm.
Proof of concept, right.
Mm-hmm.
But can it tell the difference between more subtle movements?
That's where things get fun. Their second test, gesture recognition challenge. They focused on what they called subtle nutrition gestures. Think about the motions you make when you take a bite of food or a sip from a cup.
Okay.
Subtle hand movements, right? Near your face. Movements we instinctively tell apart. And get this, their magnetic sensor, it actually did better than a high-end XN's MARG system at recognizing these gestures. That's a top-of-the-line motion capture system.
Wow, now that's impressive. But what about a whole sequence of movements, not just static gestures?
You're thinking like a researcher already. They actually addressed that, their final test. Evaluating the sensor using Tai Chi.
You mean the martial art?
The one and only. They had subjects perform a series of Tai Chi movements, you know, those fluid, complex motions, wanted to see how well the sensor could handle it.
How'd it do?
On its own, the sensor had a 94% accuracy rate in recognizing the Tai Chi movements. Not bad, but not perfect either.
So what did they do?
Here's where their ingenuity shines through. They combined the magnetic sensor data with readings from a regular accelerometer, like what's in your phone.
And that boosted the accuracy.
To a perfect 100%. It proves that sometimes two is better than one. Combine different approaches, play to their strengths, overcome limitations.
Clever. So where do the researchers see this technology going?
Well, they're not stopping there. One of their main goals is to extend the system's range. Right now, it works best over short distances, naturally. They also want to tackle any potential interference from RF noise. Though, to be fair, it's already pretty minimal.
So ironing out the kinks. Any other aspirations?
What really struck me is their belief that this tech could really shake up how we track movement across the board. And here's the clincher. They think it can do it for a fraction of the cost of current high-end systems.
Now that's disruptive. More accessible, more affordable, precise motion tracking. The possibilities seem endless. Sports, healthcare, even gaming.
Exactly. The sky's the limit. That's what's so exciting about this kind of research. It's not just about small steps forward. It's about reimagining what's possible.
We've covered a lot of ground here. The limitations of existing wearable sensors, the science behind magnetic resonant coupling, how this new approach stacks up against the current tech. What are we hoping our listeners take away from all this?
It's been quite the deep dive, and like any good exploration, we come up with more than just answers. This research, it hints at a future where accurate movement tracking is not a luxury, it's the norm. More attainable, easier on the wallet, perhaps even seamlessly woven into our lives.
The possibilities are vast. It's up to all of us researchers, developers, even those just curious about tech, to explore those avenues. What activities, what field could benefit from more precise, more affordable movement tracking? It's a question worth pondering.
Indeed it is.
We'll leave you with that thought. Till next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep seeking.